You are listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for January 1989. Hello, I'm Fred Volby. Let's step right over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Paul Swearingen won't be with us on this particular edition of the DX Audio Service, as Paul is off on holidays, so yours truly is holding down the fort. Let's get into two hot topics of conversation before we get into some information concerning some changes here at the audio service. First is the ABC Talk Radio Ray Bream Show, the DX Special. It'll be held on Saturday, January 7th, 1989, at 0806 UTC. Now, once again, the airwaves will come alive with news and views from Ray's panel of DXperts. Join Ray and his guests, Steve Miller of Radio West, Stuart McKenzie of the American Shortwave Listeners Club, George Jacobs, world-renowned shortwave engineering consultant, Tom Nettle, editor of Popular Communications, and Larry Magny, who is the publisher of the Passport to the World Band Radio. Call in and ask questions or tell tales about your experiences in any area of DXing, whether it's long wave, medium wave, short wave, Utes, FM, TV, VHF, UHF, or even satellite DXing. Listeners from outside the Los Angeles area may call area code 213-879-8255. That's 879-8255 in area code 213, and you can join in. Now, just let the connection ring until they answer. Then it's your turn to go on the air next with Ray and the panel. Now, remember, we want to hear from all of you, so be sure to give them a call. And, of course, if you get on the air, be sure to mention that you heard it here on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Some of the prime affiliates for the DX Special include WABC 770, WSB 750, WKOX 1200, WIOD 610, WERC 960, WJBO 1150, KPRC 950, WNIR at 100.1 FM, WISN at 1130, WJNT at 1180, KSTP at 1500, WPTF at 680, KABC at 790, KTAR at 620, KOH at 630, KNST at 940, KFIY at 1270, KTKK at 630, and KZIAFM at 101.7 on the FM side. It's with great sadness that we report the next item, and that is the death of William T. Farmery. John Campinos, who is Tom Farmery's neighbor, phoned Mike Nitter on December the 17th to inform him of the sudden death of Tom. Tom was quite active with the National Radio Club, producing the 50-year anniversary book for the Enfield, Connecticut Convention in 1983. He was also the editor of the DXchange column. Ironically, his final muse appeared in the December 26, 1988 edition of DX News magazine. As always, he offered suggestions to other DXers. John promised to send a copy of the obituary, so hopefully we'll have more information on our next edition. Well, as I mentioned, we have some changes for the DX Audio Service in 1989, and let's get started with them. First of all, if you subscribe via the returnable rate, be sure your cassette is back to us by the 20th of the month. That doesn't mean send it to us on the 20th. That means it has to be back here on the 20th. In the past, we've allowed some grace period for many individuals, and for some, even up to 2 weeks. Well, it tends to screw up our system immensely. So effective January 1, if your cassette is not back to us by the 20th, it will be held for the following month of the DX Audio Service, and you'll actually miss a month. So be sure your cassettes are back to us promptly. Be sure to send your cassettes to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, or simply DXAS, 706 McKenzie, that's M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Now, if you're changing your address or have a correction to make to your address, or perhaps you're renewing your subscription or even purchasing a gift subscription for someone of the DX Audio Service, be sure to send that to the National Radio Club, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. Checks should be made payable to the National Radio Club. And, above all, please do not send cash. Make sure it's a check or money order. And again, that goes to Cambridge, Wisconsin. Now, here's the big change. If you decide to order something like a back issue, or perhaps the WNRC scope cassettes, which we'll get to in just a couple of minutes, or perhaps even some printed material from the Publication Center, or even a coffee mug, that has to be ordered from the Publication Center. And to do that, all you have to do is contact Ken Chatterton, C-H-A-T-T-E-R-T-O-N, at Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York. That's M-A-N-N-S-V-I-L-L-E. And the zip code is 13661. Again, that's for back issues, the WNRC scoped edition, also coffee cups or any of the NRC printed materials. Be sure to send that up to the Publication Center. And speaking of the NRC scoped editions, the WNRC, I might add, they are now available from the Publication Center. The WNRC FM radio station, which was on the air during the 1988 National Radio Club Convention, we've just finished the scoped down versions, and they are contained in one single binder. There are four cassettes, four C90 cassettes, recorded on both sides, and hopefully by the time we get everything all finalized, there might even be a spot on the end of the tape for all those fantastic jingles in the clear. To order your set of tapes of WNRC, contact the Publication Center. Again, that's $9.95 for all four cassettes in a binder, sent postpaid to you within 4 to 6 weeks. Ask for the WNRC scoped editions. And wonder of wonders, the Super Loop is now available. We haven't talked about that in probably a good year or so. Well, all the problems and all the legalities and everything's been ironed out, and they are now being shipped. If you're interested in obtaining a Super Loop, contact the following person, Dajja Enterprises. That's D-A-J-J-A Enterprises. N-4561 Circle Drive. In Cambridge, Wisconsin, zip code's the same as headquarters, 53523. That's for the Super Loop 900P for professional and Super Loop 900N for novice. Get your Super Loop today and DX the heck out of the AM band. How about it? Well, here's something we haven't done for a while, and that is CPC tests. So let's swing right into it and see what's going on. Well, our DX tests for the month of January include on Monday, January 2nd from 1 until 1:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, WBET 1460 with frequent IDs, 1 kilohertz tone at 5 kilowatts non-directional day pattern. If you hear the station and would like to get a verification from them, write to Peter George, who is the station's engineer, at the following address, 6060 Main Street, Brockton, Massachusetts, 02403. And this is from Peter George of the National Radio Club, who is a member. On January 16th, which is Monday morning, from 3 until 3:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, WKAC 1080 will be testing with code IDs. For verification, send your report to Kirk Harvey, who is the program director, at Post Office Box 1083, Athens, Alabama, 35611. And we have one more on January 23rd, which is Monday morning, from 2:29 a.m. to 2:58 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, WVNA 1590 will be testing, including some Morse code IDs. For verification, send your report to James Allen at Box 477, Tuscumbia, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, T-U-S-C-U-M-B-I-A, Alabama, 35674. And that comes to us from Wayne Heinen from the National Radio Club. And that is our CPC test for this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. like to remind you, we're starting also another new feature, and that is The Answer Man. You have a question about radio? Well, send it to Russ Edmonds at 753 Valley Road, Bluebell, Pennsylvania, 19422-2052. No question is dumb. No, it isn't. And Russ will answer all questions from basic to highly technical. Watch for the answer here in the DX Audio Service.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Happy New Year. Here's our first edition for the brand new year of 1989. And before we get started into the body of AM Switch, this is the time of year when we'd like to review some of the abbreviations which are normally used in the AM Switch column. Many of the abbreviations are used for the purpose of printing only, since they shorten down words that are used frequently. When we do the audio service, we simply translate those abbreviations back into the actual words for which they stand. But there are several things we'll mention from time to time, which, if you are a fairly new subscriber to the audio service, may be unfamiliar to you. From time to time, you'll hear us mention the abbreviation CP. This is a standard abbreviation in the broadcast business for construction permit, and that is simply a permit issued by the Federal Communications Commission, or the DOT in Canada, for a station to make changes in its facility or to build a new facility. So the CP is simply the written permission for a station to go ahead and do whatever it is about to do. Probably the most confusing are the antenna designators, which are used by the National Radio Club in the NRC AM logbook. And, of course, we use the same designators here on AM Switch, D1, D3, U1, U2, etc. May be a little confusing. Basically, the D or the U describes whether the station is a daytime station or a full-time, U meaning unlimited, daytime or unlimited time. And the number simply indicates the type of radiation pattern from the antenna system. If it is 1, it is non-directional. Therefore, a D1 station is a non-directional station. A U1 station is a non-directional station that is full-time. D3 is a daytime directional station. Going down through the U designators, as I mentioned, U1 is non-directional day and night. U2 is directional at night only. U3 uses the same directional pattern daytime and nighttime. And U4 uses different directional patterns for daytime and nighttime. And basically, that is a quick overview of the abbreviations that you will run into from time to time here in AM Switch. Now to the meat. We start with edition number 192. Call letter changes on 760. New station in Knoxville, Tennessee will be WKNL. 1010 WBIX. Jacksonville Beach, Florida changes to WXTL. 1070 WOAM Elkton, Kentucky becomes WEKT. 1330 WESR Only, Virginia becomes WAYL. On 1340, KFMX, Lubbock, Texas, changes to KMKM. 1370, WGTC, Bloomington, Indiana, becomes WGCL. 1420, KNOW, Lufkin, Texas, changes to KBLZ. And on 1450, KATR, Greeley, Colorado, becomes KGRE once again. Applications from existing facilities, highlights on 1410, WYMB in Manning, South Carolina. They would like to move to 920 kilohertz with a power of 2300 watts day, 1000 watts night, and a U2 antenna. Now, if you're familiar with the geography of that part of the country, you know that there is already a station on 920 kilohertz in South Carolina. In Orangeburg, WAZQ occupies that position on the dial. Essentially, here's what's happening. WAZQ in Orangeburg is going through a license renewal procedure right now, and WYMB in Manning has cross-filed. In other words, if the FCC does not see fit to renew the license of WAZQ in Orangeburg, then WYMB in Manning, South Carolina, wants to move down to their frequency and take over 920, so that's what that whole confusing mess is about. Grants to existing facilities, one that really means something to DXers, on 1600 KLEB, Golden Meadow, Louisiana, goes full-time by adding 250 watts at night. You can change their antenna designator from D1 to U2. And in otherness, on 840 KIKN, Far, Texas, new station is on the air. 1120 WWOU, Destin, Florida, new station on the air. And a couple have gone silent. 1320 WAGF, Dothan, Alabama, and on 1480 KRXR in Gooding, Idaho. Both those reported to be silent. On we move to AM switch number 193, and call letters include on 800-KNKK, Brigham City, Utah, changes to KZAN. 1100 WGGM, a silent station in Woodbine, Georgia, changes to WCGA. That change in call may signal the fact that this station is due to return to the air. On 1410, WIQR, Prattville, Alabama, becomes WSKN. 1450, WDLX in St. George, Utah, becomes WSLI. 1500, KCHB, Jacksonville, Arkansas, changes to KOKY. One new station was granted in this edition. That's on 1340, Madbury, New Hampshire, 250 watts day and night. The antenna is U1. Bypassing existing facilities, since there were no major changes of interest to the DXing hobby, we'll move right on down to otherness on 650. Application for a new station in Las Vegas, Nevada, which we mentioned over a year ago. You can scratch that out of your log. That application has been dismissed. On 900 WDVT, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, this silent station is expected back on the air. In fact, if all went according to schedule, is back on the air by the time you are hearing this. 990 KRK. KS in Denver, Colorado. That station's full-time CP is now on the air. The station is operating 24 hours. 1240 WDGO, Durango, Colorado. Station with a transmitter in a truck trailer. We have visited that site, and it is primitive indeed. This silent station is now back on the air. On to edition number 194. Call letter changes. There are only three in this edition. On 910, KIKM in Sherman, Texas becomes KBLN. 1080, KSCO, Santa Cruz, California becomes KLRS. And 1400, WKUS, Sanford, Florida changes to WNSI. One new station was granted. That's on 1590 in Nikusa, Wisconsin. 500 watts. The antenna is D1. Glancing down to our otherness column in 194, on 760 WEND, Brandon, Florida, this new station is on the air. On 1440 WSLE, Bremen, Georgia, station is temporarily silent. In other words, the station has gone silent, but they already have announced their intention to return it to the air. That does not always happen when stations go silent. Sometimes they go silent, the license runs out, and they disappear forever. On 1510 WXLX, Blowing Rock, North Carolina, this station is silent. And on 1530 WDEY, Lapeer, Michigan, station is also silent. This is one you don't have to hold your breath for, we believe, because we have a note here from Audio Services' Fred Volby, who visited the transmitter site of WDEY, says there are weeds growing up through the floor, the roof is leaking, and water is running down into the transmitter. Most of the other equipment has been removed from the building, so I would say the WDEY is not one to look for in the near future. And finally, we close with edition number 195. Call letter changes, 540 WDAK, Columbus, Georgia, changes to WSTG. 550 WHLM, Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, becomes WJMW. 1330 KVKM, Monahans, Texas, will become KLBO. And on 1600 KWHA, West Helena, Arkansas, changes to KJIW. One grant of interest to us on 1360, excuse me, on 1460, WPON, Pontiac, Michigan, moves their city of license and their transmitter, by the way, to the city of Walled Lake, Michigan. In doing so, they can now become a full-time station, and they add a night power of 820 watts. Looking at otherness, in this our last edition for this month on the audio service, on 590, we want to clear up a mistake we made a few months ago. WROW, Albany, New York. We reported this station had gone silent, and we were wrong. It was our mistake. We misinterpreted a letter we got from NRC member Laura McCusker, who works for WROW, or in more exact terms, their FM station. The way I interpreted her letter was that WROW was being taken off the air. what she meant, and the way I should have read it was that WROW was losing their separate programming. The people who were on the air on the AM station were let go, and the AM station is now simply simulcasting the FM. So WROW, Albany, New York, is still on the air, and we're sorry about that mistake. On 830 WRFM, Hialeah, Florida, this new station is on the air. They're programming in Spanish. That's no surprise. 1320 WANI, Richmond, Virginia, station is silent. 1340 KATY, San Luis Obispo, California, has gone silent. On 1400 WWXX, in the northern Atlanta suburb of Alpharetta, Georgia, this silent station is now back on the air. They're running news and financial news. And on 1510 WMHQ, Dover, New Jersey, this station has also gone silent. And that'll wrap it up for the January 1989 edition of AM Switch. For the DX Audio Service, I'm Jerry Starr, and I'll see you next month with more information we hope will be useful to you. And remember, if you would like to write us, we always enjoy getting letters from our readers and also from our listeners of the audio service. Fred Volby, somewhere in the tape, always has the addresses to send your correspondence to. But we'll stick ours in here right now because we see we have a few extra minutes. You can write to us in care of WHOT Radio. The address is 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, zip code 445-12-1320. The name, of course, Jerry Starr, sticks out on the envelope someplace so it comes to me instead of getting lost somewhere else in our big building here. We'll see you next month. Enjoy the new year. Now, once again, here's Fred.
Thank you very much, Jerry. We'll see you next month on the DX Audio Service. I'd like to remind some of our members that the FM station address book is now available. It's only $8.95 in printed publication only and available from the Publication Center. It lists all the stations by state and city, 8.5 by 11 pages, three-hole punched, and full-size type. If you're interested in the book, contact the NRC Publication Center.
Okay, Fred, and hello, everyone. This month's trivia quiz is very simple, at least in concept. Just a word of background. Back in 1935, the new Federal Communications Commission decided they would allow some experimentation with high-fidelity broadcasting stations. Remember, they were only AM stations, no FM at that time. So they set aside three frequencies for broadcast stations in the United States to use, that would be 20 kilohertz wide instead of the usual 10, the way everything is today.
Mm-hmm.
Question is, what were those three frequencies the FCC set aside for 20 kilohertz bandwidth to promote high fidelity?
Good trivia question there, John. Well, we'll get the answer to that and also the travelogue here very shortly. But first, Tina Ramos has an interesting story about SCA and some of the sight-impaired services. Tino?
Well, Fred, here's a mouthful that only John Bowker could really interpret out of this one. The FCC is seeking to resolve a long-standing controversy. It seems the commission has issued a policy statement to delineate the types of costs that non-commercial FM radio stations may impose on radio reading services for the lease of the station's subcarrier capacity pursuant to Part 73.593 of the rules. The commission holds that any additional out-of-pocket cost a non-commercial radio station actually incurs from allowing a radio reading service to use its subcarrier capacity may properly be charged to the operators of the reading service. Such incremental costs include the capital cost of equipment needed for provisions of the subcarrier signal to the radio reading service, the cost of any modifications to a microwave signal or transmitter that is required to deliver the subcarrier signal, the additional cost of the power needed to operate the subcarrier and associated equipment, and the cost of repair specifically related to such equipment. The commission cautions that non-commercial stations may not profit from the provisions of subcarrier capacity to reading services. In addition to these incremental costs, a portion of fixed overhead cost may also be charged to reading services, provided that the overhead costs are attributable to the provisions of the reading service and can be so justified by the radio station. However, costs for the subcarrier transmission links between the station's studio and transmitter may not be charged to the reading service unless there is evidence that the reading service creates an additional cost burden on such links. Further, lost revenues from an actual or potential alternative lessee of subcarrier capacity may not be charged because under Part 73.593 of the rules, quote, there is no allowable alternative usage for the subcarrier capacity if it is needed to provide a reading service of its own community, unquote. This is Tino Ramos for the DX Audio Service.
Quite a mouthful there, Tino, and I guess if anyone can really understand what the FCC is saying, they're further ahead than we are, John. Anyways, back to the trivia question. You say there are three, John?
Yeah, there were three. 1530, 1550, and 1570. Those are the three frequencies. Now, you might wonder how they got away with it. It's very simple, because it wasn't until the early 40s in the Havana Conference that anything above 1500 was really seriously allocated for broadcasters. As I was growing up, Fred, the radio, the RCA radio that we had in our living room at home, only went up to 1500 on the dial. That was the top of the dial. Anyway, no stations were ever assigned to 1570, apparently, at least according to the annuals at the FCC headquarters in Washington that I have gone through. But 1530 did have a couple of stations, W1XBS in Waterbury, Connecticut, and W9XBY in Kansas City, Missouri. Both of those were 1,000 watts day and night, and they both operated with very wideband signals, which is kind of funny because we didn't have good microphones during those times. The records didn't go out to 20 kilohertz, and worse yet, the receivers at home, we didn't have good loudspeakers or earphones. What are you going to do? On 1550, there were also two stations, one W6XAI in Bakersfield, again, 1,000 watts day and night. And it became KPMC, incidentally. The other one at 1550 was W2XR in Long Island City, which is really New York City, New York, 1,000 watts day and night. And just as a postscript to this, when the changes finally came in 1941 in March, and as a result of that Havana conference, W2XR, the managers decided they would like to maintain those call letters as close as they could, and the station became WQXR. Bingo. That's today's trivia quiz, Fred.
A very dastardly question, John. You know, that's the kind of question we ought to have on the 89 NRSC quiz. You know, I thought we had some pretty bad questions on the 88 quiz, which were very tough. But, you know, Paul Mount actually scored a 110. Good for you, Paul. I'll tell you, that was something else. We'll have to make it a little bit harder next year. Except now all the audio service members are going to know the answer to that particular question. Oh, well, so be it. Anyways, let's move on here before we get into the travelogue. Do you have some spare time to be able to listen to the radio and perhaps verify some radio broadcasts for us? If you do and you have a shortwave radio which you can tune to an exact frequency at a particular time, please let us know. We'd be interested in working out a deal where you can get some bonus points on your subscription. That is, get some free editions of the DX audio service on your existing subscription, or credits for past editions so that you can pick up past issues of the DX audio service you may have missed. What we're looking for is to furnish you with a list of frequencies and times of shortwave broadcasters which have programs dealing with the DX hobby. All you have to do is listen for those programs and tell us if they're on or if they're off, and if the times are correct or incorrect. If you'd be interested in doing this for us and earn some bonus points for your subscription, contact me here at the DX Audio Service, 706 McKenzie, Lima, Ohio, 45805. And now here he is, John Bowker, with a look at the travelogue. John?
Oh, Fred, that's nice. Very, very nice. Ah, terrific to start the new year in the travelogue. Hello again, everybody. We're going to start with 1520 on the dial. All the stations in the DX Audio Service tape recordings of air checks of 1520 stations, keeping in mind that these were recorded for the most part by members of the DX Audio Service and pretty close to where the stations actually emanate from. There's very little DX IDing done on this particular column of the DX audio service. And I did get a question from, I guess it was Paul Mount, who said, isn't it interesting we don't have DX IDs on the DX audio service? Well, go back to sleep, Paul. Anyway, 1520, interesting channel, because this is one of the expansion channels after 1941. And I did a quick count. I think there are 53 active stations right now in the United States on this frequency, 1530. They are permitted to operate as Class 1 stations or Class 2 stations. In fact, there's only one Class 1 station on the frequency, and that's WWKB in Buffalo, New York. All the other stations are Class 2 stations, even though they may be 10,000 watts or even higher. But WWKB is the only Class 1 station. And do we have some of the IDs from those stations? Oh, do we ever. Let's listen now to the DX Audio Service travelogue for January 1989.
All right, you're cooking with KB Radio, WKBW 1520 in Buffalo, New York. The music people, Don Burns and Henry Brockner. The reason I said cooking, it's a common radio phrase.
See if you can come up with something you'd like to hear. Give me a call. I'll be glad to play it for you here my last hour with you. Right here on your local country station, Country 1520 WKNT in Kent. We're going to have ABC News for you, and then we'll be right back after that.
The latest for All Made Easy News, I'm Deirdre Bryant.
That's called having a clock that's off about 30 seconds, I've decided.
Toledo.
Oh, come on, wait, whoa. Let's do that one again. Come on, fellas.
This is 1520 WVOI Toledo.
One minute past eight is the time, and you're listening to Keswick Radio, your station for Christian education. WKES 102 FM Stereo, St. Petersburg, and WGNB 152 on the AM band, Indian Rocks.
This is WDSL Moxville. It's 9 o'clock.
Y15 is WEXY, Wilton Manors, Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, South Florida's gospel station.
KTRO, Fort Wyoming, Oxnard, Santa Barbara.
Radio Tiro.
Is that DX enough for you, Paul? What do you think? We're going to go to Oklahoma City now.
KOMA, Oklahoma City.
WFLP, Ocean City, Summers Point.
It's 48 degrees, and you're listening to American Country Countdown right here at the Colt, 1520 WQCT in Bryan, Ohio. 2 minutes before 1 o'clock in Ohio and Michigan, 2 before 12 in Indiana.
American Country Countdown.
I'm Bob Kingsley, and these are the...
This is KMPG 1520. Hollister, California.
Radio Variedades.
Where news comes first. WGAM 1520, Greenfield.
AP Network News. I'm Mary Belton. Firefighters in Rapid City.
1520 AM. Five clicks gold. WIPG.
Ocean City, Summers Point.
When you're in the mood for classic gold, stay with the new 1520 AM WIVG.
At this time, WEXY Radio in Oakland Park, Florida, concludes its day of broadcasting. WEXY operates at 1,520 kilohertz with 1,000 watts of power daytime as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. WEXY is owned and operated by Celebrities Incorporated with studios and offices at 539 East Oakland Park Boulevard in Oakland Park.
Sunny skies, and it's just a magnificent Wednesday. Get out and enjoy the beautiful weather if you can. It's 12 o'clock. We're at 70 degrees under mostly sunny skies at KMAV AM and FM, Mayville, Portland.
Hostages held in Richmond military facility. Hurricane Gilbert pounding the Yucatan.
WWKB Buffalo, a Price Communications station. We are KB.
1520 WWKB Buffalo Radio. KB Radio, news on the hour. I'm John Zach. American troops head for
News for 86 WKZQ AM FM. Myrtle Beach with the most music, more money, where you count them for cash. 6 o'clock with Tom Landon.
good morning. Here it is, Wednesday, middle of the week, May the 26th, 1982. I know that because I heard Dave Singer say that a little bit earlier this morning. It's 11 o'clock. You're tuned to WTLN, AM and FM, Apopka. We invite you to stay with us now as we share inspirational music in this hour.
Network News, I'm Bob Hopper.
All News Radio, WANR Toledo.
WSBO Radio, Shelbyville, Indiana, bringing you complete election returns Tuesday following the 6 p.m. news.
Half minutes past 10 o'clock on WTOI in Brunswick, Maryland. Yeah, man, watch that Bob Robertson.
WBNO, WBNO-FM, Bryan, Ohio. The time in Bryan is 15 seconds before the hour of 11.
At the 1520 spot on the AM dial, this is WYFC in Ypsilanti.
And another complete review of the news at 2 o'clock right here on WCHE Westchester.
WTHE, Mineola, New York.
Is that all that's on the 1520 tape, John?
That's what my fond recollection is. Well, there isn't a heck of a lot that has to be said about that tape, I guess. It speaks unto itself.
Well, yeah, John, with the exception of that it would speak a lot better if it had some name talent in it. Such as this ID.
Most certainly, as he's Bandy, that rodeo clown. At Country Music Radio, WTUU in Toledo. And you're with Fred Vobey until, I guess, 11 o'clock. Then we have a Spanish-speaking program to kind of preempt my show.
And boy, did they preempt my show many a time. Anyways, John, here's another station from my past.
Solid rock builds a mountain of music.
And what's interesting, John, is that I gave the legal ID on that 1520 frequency in Toledo under four separate call signs. But, John, you've got half the 1520s in the United States.
And wouldn't it be nice to get the other half? Greed showing its way through. And let's see, the lousiest of the IDs on that, I guess, was from Bel Air. But I explained that to you back in December, if you'll recall, how I came up with that Bel Air, Maryland ID. Let's move along here on the January travelogue. Here's the 1530 tape. And remember now, oh, incidentally, before I give you that, back in January 1st, 1942, the number of stations at 1520 on the dial were four. One was in Ponce, Puerto Rico. KOMA in Oklahoma City, they were on the air by then with 5,000 watts day and night. WKBW, my goodness, haven't heard those call signs in a long time, in Buffalo, 50,000 watts day and night. And the other one was WHIP in Hammond, Indiana, 5,000 watts day and night. And I don't recall hearing that. I'll have to get my son on the ball here to record for me WHIP. Maybe if he aims his antenna at one of the constellations, we'll still have WHIP. Here comes 1530 on the DX Audio Service. Now, in 1942, right after the agreement with the Cubans that opened up these frequencies all the way up to 1600, there were only three stations at 1530 on the dial. KFBK in Sacramento, 10,000 watts day and night. And WCKY in Cincinnati at full power, 50 kW day and night. This is another one of those clear channel stations that can have Class 1 and Class 2 stations on it. Let's listen to see what we have on the DX audio service for 1530.
It's 4 o'clock on this New Year's Day. You're listening to WDEY, WDEY-FM, Lapeer. And with all the latest news, I'm Jay Alexander. Israeli troops fired rubber bullets and tear gas.
Now, Fred, I'm going to interrupt the tape. Having started with WDEY at 1530, there's quite a story on this one, isn't there, Fred? And I'd like you to come over by the microphone, which is your microphone. All right, chip in. Because right at this, as we speak, WDEY's two towers are down to a total count of one tower, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, John. And it's not too sure if that one tower is going to remain standing.
And The bottom line is the WDEY is off the air and looks like it's going to be permanently off the air. Is that, that's too bad. Oh, well. And the interference in the background, was that WCKY, Fred?
It sure was, John. That was WCKY during the daytime. And I was approximately 112 miles north of the Ohio border. And, of course, CKY's transmitter is in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Well, good. Okay. Glad we can spice up the travelogue with a little of that. Let's move along now. For January, we're at the 15:30 tape, and here comes a more westerly type station, as I recall.
You're listening to KPCR and KPCR FM, Bowling Green and Louisiana, Missouri. We're country's best at AM 1530 and 101 FM. This is KPCR Radio News.
Good and again tomorrow for Back to the Bible. It's 11:30 from WRTP, Chapel Hill, Durham.
This is WFIC, finest in country, Collinsville, Henry County, Virginia.
Degrees under clear skies at WJDM Elizabeth. I'm Fran Harris, and the news is brought to you by Stroud Motors, exit 117.
That's Madonna at WBCW in Jeanette, and we'll be taking a pause now for about 10 minutes of ABC News and sports, and then we'll be back with some more good morning music for you. Hope you're having a good day of it thus far. Please stay with us. WBCW Jeanette, it is 7 o'clock.
And you can join the conversation. That's weeknights from 6, 10 until 8 o'clock on Cincinnati Info Radio.
Welcome to the Protestant Hour.
KFBK, Sacramento, Group W, a Westinghouse broadcasting station.
ABC News, I'm John Degnan.
We're on tonight, and the lows in the upper teens. Current temperature outside is 25 degrees.
Bobby, will you get off my program? Jeez.
News when it happens, where it happens, and wherever you are. Keep your dial set to 1530 for factual news of the county, state, and nation. This is Susan McBride inviting you to keep informed with Lapeer County news and information on Newsline 15. WTHM, AM and FM, Lapeer.
WTHM stands for the thumb. Hey, seriously, Fred, you sounded pretty good. You know, excellent. Son of a gun. Well, back to 1530.
Street, North Branch.
And the weatherman tells us periods of snow today, accumulation 1 to 3 inches, possibly heavier with local amounts of snow, highs in the upper 20s. Snow possibly mixed with some freezing dribble later on tonight, and the lows in the upper teens.
Snow mixed with freezing what, Fred? Freezing what? Take it
snow
again.
Snow possibly mixed with some freezing dribble later on tonight.
Yeah,
and
dribble is right.
For teens.
This is WTHM AM at 1530 and WTHM FM at 103.1. WTHM AM and FM, Lapeer.
Snow Commander today at Armor Chrysler Dodge, M53 at the Viaduct, Imlay City.
FRV, Fred Bobby.
When I die, I may not go.
Okay, no, that did it. That did it. No way. No, you're done. Go away. Go away.
We will continue our Thanksgiving morning at 1530 WDJZ Bridgeport in 6 to 7 minutes.
This is your More Music Station in Schuylkill County, WMBT, Shenandoah, Pennsylvania.
Well. Okay, that's the 1530 tape as we have it here at the DX Audio Service, and a lot of those are DX IDs, aren't they? I don't know what's so unique about 1530, as I mentioned to you last time, too. We got, 12, maybe 13 stations, including a call letter change or two in there? And there are some 40. Stations at 1530 on the dial, so I don't know. Just going to have to keep my dial set to 1530 a little bit more. One of them is Northeast Pennsylvania, and Son John drives through Northeast, so by notice, by copy of this memo, Son John, next time you drive from Valparaiso, Indiana to Burlington, Vermont, go the northern route, take I-90, and drive right through Northeast with a tape recorder running. Okay, everybody, that's all we have this month. for the travelogue. We'll be back next month, and we'll start right in with the 1540 tape. That's an interesting tape, too. We'll see you then.
Okay, John, and we'll see if I'm on the 1540 tape on the next edition. Okay, see you later, John.
Ta-ta for now. See you next month.
Okay, and if you have something that you'd like to contribute to John Bowker's travelogue, all you got to do is send on a cassette to John Bowker, 14 Canoe Brook Drive, Princeton Junction, New Jersey, 08550. And be sure to document it with a letter, exactly what station it is, frequency, city of license, etc., so John has all the information handy, and we can include it on the next travelogue. And on side two of this cassette, we'll hear from Phil Wayne and also the musings from the members. So we'll see you on side two of this cassette, the DX Audio Service for January 1989.